Advice for ranchers in wolf country, David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. Following up on what we told you yesterday, Cascade, Idaho cattle rancher Phil Davis has been dealing with wolf depredation to his cow herd for over 2 decades. In that time, he has learned some pretty expensive lessons, and in speaking to a group of cattlemen, he advocated for careful record-taking. As it turns out, it is easy to overlook the fact that a dead cow was a victim of a wolf attack.
I've done it myself. I have ignored the signs and not looked at cattle that have died and assumed they died of something else. I will guarantee you everybody that's in a wolf area in this room has done it and you didn't know it. You've got to get off and get your knife, because more often than not, these cattle will be intact. When I get my knife out and skin it out, and there it is, the trauma on the legs of these cattle that have died from a wolf, and you wouldn't know it.
Private thoughts?
We're losing too much livestock, and it's happening more and more every year, because not because necessarily there's more depredations, it's because more operators are learning when they find a dead animal to have wildlife services come look and determine if it was killed by a wolf.
Tomorrow, a plan of action. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.